are listening to All Things Azeroth. Your World of Warcraft podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Medros and Grace.
Welcome to All Things Azeroth. This is your episode for the 25th of November. Only 5 days left in the Azpodmo. How are you doing, Grace, and how are you holding up through this trying time?
Well, I'm doing pretty well, thanks, all things considered. I am holding up. I haven't lost my voice again so far, thank goodness. And so far we haven't missed a show, so I think we're doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Well, speaking of losing voices, I have a really nasty cold that's just killing me. But I'm hoping that with 5 days to go, it'll stay strong and it'll stay good, and we can finish this Azpodmo and I can rest my voice for a week.
Especially since I'm going on vacation Wednesday night through Sunday night. I'm going to see my parents up in Buffalo, New York, and they are the last two people on the planet, I'm convinced, that have dial-up internet access. So I will basically be out of commission, both in terms of the podcast, in terms of WoW, for 5 days in the second half of this week. So I will have Twitter, because I will have my iPhone with me. I have no idea what my reception is going to be like, but I'm going to try. But I don't know if I'll have anything really to Twitter about, because I'm going to be up in the middle of nowhere. So we'll see where that puts us.
Well, we'll at least have lots of me to go around, at least.
Woohoo!
Outstanding!
So yeah, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're getting out of town for a bit. And how have you been in game? I hear we have a noise to play.
Yes, we do have a noise to play. Basically, I am 73 and a half now on my Warlock, and I should be 75 by now, but some of you know that I've been having some medical issues, so I've been in and out of doctor's offices and specialists, yada, 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 for the past 2 weeks or so, so I haven't been playing as much WoW as I would like. Another thing is my laptop battery exploded the other day. It actually literally exploded and puffed up, which apparently sometimes happens to MacBook Pro batteries, so I have to go to the Apple Store and get another battery, because right now I have to stay plugged into a wall, or I can't play at all. It just dies. The computer just dies. So I'm thinking of maybe doing that tomorrow before I leave, and if I'm feeling really wealthy, which probably won't happen, I'm thinking of getting a cell modem, because I could at least get a couple days of playtime out of it before I have to, before my 5 gig limit is reached. So we'll see how that all, goes down. But basically, I haven't been doing too much in game. I've been doing some quests, been doing a bit of crafting. I'm up to, I think I'm slightly over 400 in tailoring. I'm like 405 or something. And I can make the entire Frostwoven set now, which really doesn't do much in terms of my personal gear, but they're actually selling pretty well on the auction house, particularly the blue items, so that's nice, and I'm recovering a little bit of the cost of the materials. And haven't run any more dungeons, which makes me sad, but it's been hard for me to get groups for some reason. And leveling up enchanting slowly but surely, and eventually, hopefully by the next duo show we do, I will be able to disenchant my Northrend Greens. That's the goal. So we'll see how that goes. And I hear we have a second ding sound to play, is that right?
That is correct. Literally 20 minutes before we started recording this episode, I turned in a quest and had that bright blue, we had that bright yellow glow of the ding for 72.
Nice.
As those who read my blog know, this week I realized that I was doing myself a disservice by trying to level all of my characters at once. It was just not working out for me. So what I did was I decided I was going to focus on Medros, get him to either 74, which is Dalaran level, or 77, which is flying level, and then focus on one of my other tunes, which will probably be Arita next, then Talon, and then either Amaland or working on my Death Knight. My Death Knight is right now maxed to where he can be for his inscription. He is at, I think, just over 200 in blacksmithing. Medros hit 395 blacksmithing, and is at almost 430 in mining. Talon, I can't remember where he is, but he's pretty high up there in mining and jewel. Not so much as jewel crafting, because He doesn't have the quantity of gems that I would like to have in order to justify spending the gems that I have on crafting versus the jewel crafting daily, which, as anybody who out there is a jewel crafter would know, is a daily that requires two of the green gems plus something you get off of a mob to create something that was required, some sort of a jewel piece that's required for the quest. And I've just been trying to keep my gems for that, re-gemming my sockets as possible when I have a recipe that will replace what I have, and just trying to enjoy game, trying to enjoy my time in game, and trying to get over this nasty cold.
Now, did you log in today and get your feat of strength for the Blizzard for your anniversary and your cute little baby Blizzard bears?
Yeah, I did get that on all of my tunes. I now have 9 baby Blizzard bears, little buy on account items that I now only need one of them because it's buy on account. So, but yeah, I've got that. I got that on all my tunes. The bear's actually following Medros around, so that's really cute. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really glad that Blizzard decided to give us something, not quite physical, but something, you know, an item versus just, you know, congratulations, you made it this far. Yay. Let's party.
Right. I am really, really into the vanity pets. And I am so excited about this bear. It's not even funny because it is totally adorable. And I hope they do more of this because I think it's a brilliant idea. I woke up this morning and I thought that I had missed it. I thought I had to have logged in yesterday to get it. And I was very sad about that. So now I do have a question about this, actually, and maybe you can answer it. It's bind on account, which is a new thing that they've started doing in Wrath, where instead of having a soulbound item that's bound just to your particular character, it means you can send it to anyone on your account. So my question is, let's say I have a tune on Thunderhorn, which I do, and I want to send this bear to a tune that's on a completely different server. How do I do that?
You don't. No. It's only among the characters on that account. You cannot send things across server yet. They're across servers.
Right, that's what I thought. So if I create, let's say I create a new tune, is that going to be in my mail, or am I kind of screwed that way?
As the event is not over yet, we just don't know yet. There is no indication that. That is why I'm keeping some of mine, so that if I decide I want that on a certain tune, and that isn't coming in the mail when I log in for the first time, like my first collector's edition pet, my second my Wrath collector's edition pet, like those come in the mail. So if one of those does not come in the mail, then I would likely just transfer over one of my lobies with that item and a bit of gold, kind of thing.
Got it. Yeah, that's a smart idea. I've kept them all actually, but
especially if I was going to be playing there for a significant period of time, that $25 or whatever it is to transfer that character might actually be worth it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I was just wondering, because this is the first item that I have that's, at least to the best of my knowledge, that's bind on account. So, and I'm just really excited about it because it's cute.
Yeah, the bind on account stuff is really cool. I'm very glad that Blizzard moved towards that, that they have investigated the possibilities of doing that more. And I do hope that they do that more. There are apparently some higher level items you can get in the expansion right now that are in the level 80 range that are bind on account items instead of bind on pickup or bind on equip. So it's very good to see that Blizzard is willing to look into that and to improve upon that.
Speaking of high level items, I just want to say randomly, today I was going through all of my tunes and I have something like 30 alts across a bunch of servers, and most of them are under level, 15, but I was logging them all in so they could get the achievement for the 4 years and so they could pick up their little bear. And I was on one of my horde alts, I forget which server this was on. And I was in Orgrimmar picking up my bear, and I saw this rogue. Okay, he was an undead rogue, level 80, with legendary level items. And I don't know how he has done this, considering that the expansion has been out for under 2 weeks. They may be legendary items from the previous, from Burning Crusade, but this guy looked sick. So I don't know what some of you guys are doing out there, if you're like, I don't know, bending space and time, but this guy looked pretty cool. I was very impressed and feeling very depressed about my personal progress now.
You know, I've considered that myself. I mean, I know people in my guild who are, you know, they started out at, you know, level 65, and now they're level 78, stuff like that. And I can't compare myself to them because they have more time, they have a different, you know, different living situation. Perhaps they're off of work. You know, it's impossible to figure out where exactly everything is. You know, you just do the best you can and see what you can get.
It was pretty impressive. It's definitely, I like seeing some of those people in game just because it's kind of inspiring for me to say, oh well, if I really, you know, if I plan my playtime right, I can get some things that look pretty wicked. He had these twin swords. I'm pretty sure they are from Burning Crusade, but they're like the twin blades of Azanoth or something, and there are these green sparkly huge swords. It was just crazy. He's my new hero.
Yeah, the twin blades of Azanoth are definitely interesting. I actually saw somebody with dual wielding epic tier, like your Sunwell level two handers, dual wielded. And when this person had those things out, those were bloody deadly.
Oh, wow.
I can't imagine trying to actually carry those if that was real, you know? That would be so insane. But it was pretty cool.
Now, the dual wielding of two-handers is new in Wrath, correct? Or new with the patch that came out pre-Wrath. And is exclusive to any classes that can use two-handers? Or how does that work?
It's exclusive only to warriors. Warriors are the only class that can dual wield a two-hander. Mm. It is the Titan's Grip ability. Mm. And apparently there are penalties that you get when you try and dual wield that, when you take that ability. But even if you don't do as much damage as you like, you still look pretty deadly. And come on, we all know it's all about the looks.
Absolutely.
The main topic I wanted to talk about today was rep. Now, the reason I want to talk about this was because in my guild, at least, and in general chat and trade chat all over the worlds of Warcraft right now, the one thing you'll see most often is, where is such and such quartermaster? You know, I just hit friendly, I just hit honored, I want to get my items. Great, but give it a second, because there are no rep vendors for what you would think would be your primary factions. Now, the reason for this is because when you do get to Northrend, you get a lot of quests and a lot of stuff that leads to rep with a at least for the Alliance side, a group called the Valiance Expedition. I'm not exactly sure who it is for the Horde side, but you do need to get your rep up with them, and you get that up through quests. Now, before the expansion came out, I thought that Valiance Expedition was your primary faction. I was wrong. The primary faction that you need to work on is the Alliance Vanguard for Alliance, and the Horde Expedition for those on the Horde side. The reason why you have to do this is because that is sort of your umbrella. Think of your Shatar rep, okay? Your Shatar rep, when it was in Burning Crusade, was, if, you know, for every little bit you gain with other reps in Burning Crusade, you got a little bit towards Shatar. So if you were maxed out with, say, the Scryers or Alder, you could keep turning those items in and get rep with Shatar. Even while you were turning those items in, you were still getting a little bit of rep with Shatar, which helped you get it up a little faster. They did that a bit differently this time, in that none of the lower level stuff, except for the Teskar, I believe, have their own quartermasters. To my knowledge, some of them don't even have a rep base at all. So for Alliance Vanguard, the four groups that you would fit into that is the Valiance Expedition, the Explorers League, yes, those people from Ironforge, the Frostborn, and the Silver Covenant. With the Horde Expedition, it's the Hand of Vengeance, the Warsong Offensive, the Tatanka, or the Tonka. I don't know how it's pronounced. I'm going to say it's like Tonka, like it's Tonka trucks, but hey, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'll pay you a million sorries. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the last one is the Sun Reavers. Now, the Silver Covenant and the Sun Reavers do not currently have any quests to gain rep with him, as far as I know. And I've asked people who in my guild who are 80 right now, and they've still not found any quests for the Silver Covenant on Alliance side. So as far as I know, the Sunreavers and the Silver Covenant, while you can get neutral with them by clicking on one of their NPCs, you cannot actually get any rep with them. It is suspected that those they will be coming in as a rep base at some point in either 3.1 or 3.3. We don't know what 3.2 is going to be, so it's really not easy to guess as to where that's going to go. Some of the neutral forces you'll find that do have their own quartermasters are the Kalak. That's the Tuskar that you mentioned last time. You were very popular with, or you liked them a lot.
They're so cute.
And then there's the Frenzy Heart tribe. That's the Wolvar. There's the Oracles. That's the Gorloks. There's the Sons of Hodir, the Wormcrest Accord, the Kirin Tor, who run the city of Dalaran. There's the Argent Crusade, and the Knights of the Ebonblade, which is the Death Knights. If you go to WoWinsider.com, or if you just look at our show notes at allthingsazeroth.com, you'll see a link there to this. It's basically a list of where you'd find their people, the majority of their quest givers, and where, of course, you would find their quartermaster, if you can use their quartermaster. The other thing about rep you want to look into is championing. Now, the big thing about championing is you can't do it till 80. Also, when you use championing, you get no rep with the main faction of that dungeon. In fact, as far as I've been told, you may not get rep with any dungeons outside of when you're wearing a tabard. So if you happen to be wearing your guild's tabard, and you completely forget till you're done your dungeon, oh well, you just lost a dungeon's worth of XP and rep.
Actually, no. If you're not wearing any tabard, your reputation will default to the Alliance Vanguard or the Horde Expedition, but if you are wearing your guild tabard, I suppose you're right. But if you're not wearing any tabard, you still do get XP. Or a rep, sorry.
The one good thing about the change from the Burning Crusade style to the current style is that unlike Burning Crusade, where you had the signets and the marks of Sargeras and all this other stuff, there is no turn-ins. It's just basically dailies and quests. Plus doing your dungeon runs with your tabard on. That's pretty much how you're going to gain your rep. If you can't get it through that, then you're pretty much not going to get it. That may change in patches to come. As Wookie in the chat is telling us, heroic calls of lightning hurts. Well, heroics hurt. Isn't that generally the idea behind a heroic? Titan's Grip is a 5% chance to miss. And when you have no tabard on, you do get your primary faction, be it the Horde Expedition or the Alliance Vanguard. And as I was trying to say, Oracles and Frenzy Heart, I've not figured that out. It's just confusing. I'm told at the end of all of the quest chain that you go from one side to the other. At that point, you get to choose which one you're going to do. I haven't gotten that far, so I really couldn't say.
Yeah, so basically, rep is something that you don't really have to worry about until level 80, except for collecting your tabards, which you can start to do it friendly, instead of exalted like before.
That is correct. You did dungeons, Grace, during the early days of Northrend. Did you get any rep in those dungeons at all?
No rep at all. And as a matter of fact, at one point, I was asking my guild who I was running with, I was saying, am I doing something wrong? Did I miss a quest here or something? But no, you don't get any rep at all with any faction until you're 80. Now you do get rep, of course, for turning in quests for various factions, but that's the only way, or turn-ins, you know, for the repeatable things like the ear turn-ins to the druids, that are like the rabid faction of the Cenarian Circle. But there's no rep. So once you reach friendly through questing, which is pretty, pretty easy, then you can start getting the tabards. You can just put them in your bank or wherever so that when you hit 80, you're able to start acquiring the rep.
I guess the question I have is that how long will it take people to get those, you know, those exalted things? I mean, when I was working through Honor Hold, I could get some of the good stuff off of the Honor Hold rep there pretty early. I could get that by 74 or so. Doesn't sound like I'm going to be getting those items from the Alliance Vanguard all that early. Like, I'm only friendly with Alliance Vanguard right now, and as far as I can tell, there's nothing for a friendly from them.
You know, I actually think it's kind of cool because it's one less thing to worry about while I'm leveling. if that makes sense. I think the tabard system is kind of cool. So I'm actually enjoying it because it means that I don't have to worry about grinding specific dungeons over and over and over again to try and get, for example, to try and get honored so that I can get my heroic keys. I'm really thrilled about the fact that because there's no rep in dungeons before level 80, there are no heroic keys to be bought. And when you hit level 80, you can automatically switch your dungeon difficulty over to heroic. And I am ecstatic about this because I really don't like grinding dungeons that much. I'll do it for a piece of gear if I absolutely have to. Like, there's a staff that drops in Ejdal Narub that I really, really want, and I'm willing to grind for that staff. But for the most part, I think this is phenomenal.
Where do you think people are going to get most of their gear from? I guess that's my question because, you know, rep vendors did give people some gear that if they didn't want to go run dungeons eternally, they could get that once they got enough rep. So where do you think people are going to be getting those pieces from now?
I think they'll probably just get them from the dungeons. I mean, I think my perception anyway was that people were still getting most of their gear from dungeons and from quests as they leveled up. So really the rep was more of an incidental thing at the mid levels, you know, before the max level. So at this point, it lets you decide, okay, well, I really want to grind, let's say in my case, I want to grind Ejdal Narub until my staff drops and I win it. But I don't have to grind, you know, four other dungeons because I want these rep items that I can get at level 76 or 77. So it kind of streamlines it for me. And I think it's going to just make people focus on the dungeon content a little more, which is cool considering how much work the Blizzard devs put into it.
It is very cool to see Blizzard changing things up, making things a little more unique, a little more dynamic than they have been in the past. However, I think they need to explain better how they're working it, because I think a lot of players right now are getting really confused, because while Insider and MMO Champion and all these other fan sites have all this information, Blizzard hasn't put that on their sites. And I think that's where a lot of players are still going for the majority of their information.
Well, I also think that is problematic, and of course they should have the information on their site. But however, Blizzard has historically relied somewhat on fan sites and fan content to round out the game experience vis-a-vis add-ons, for example, and also for information like this. And it kind of, it lends an air of legitimacy to the fan community to say, oh, well, you know, hey, you have to go check out so-and-so's blog, or you have to go check out whatever, you know, name your favorite fan site in order to learn the complete ins and outs of the rep system. And I think by this point, most of the players are well aware of these fan sites. Now, of course, occasionally you have people like your young children who are not going to know, or your people that are just very, very new to the game. But hopefully they can ask around and find someone that either has the information that they need or can point them in the direction of the right websites. And there's always Google. You know, I mean, how hard is it to Google, you know, WoW rep system or something and find that out? I don't think it's too unreasonable.
I think it needs to be a better explanation of where things are, how things can be expected to be going, and where people can find stuff, because I think people are going to be just lost, because at this point they're lost. You know, they quest through one of the earliest zones, they hit friendly, and where's their stuff? You know, they're not seeing the stuff that they would expect. They don't see that quartermaster there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, honestly, on my server at least, which is Thunderhorn US, the server that I play on most of the time, I actually haven't seen people asking about it. Now, granted, I just finished saying that I haven't been playing terribly much the past 2 weeks, but I don't think the problem is perhaps that severe, at least on my particular server. You know, and I think people may be confused, but if it's really important to them, they're going to know where to go for it.
I think after the first few weeks, it'll be clearer, but I think that for a while, it's still going to be pretty muddled. But I guess we'll see, and Blizzard, I'm sure, has their own reasons. So what all dungeons have you tried so far, and which ones do you have on your I want to do list?
Well, so far, sadly, I have just done Utgard Keep and the Nexus, which I highly, highly, highly recommend. I'll say it again. I adore the Nexus. I think it's the most gorgeous one I've ever seen. I desperately want to run Azjol Narub, just because there's a staff in there that I talked about on my last solo show, so I won't go over it again, but that is absolutely phenomenal. It's a caster staff, would be wonderful for Warlock. And as my Warlock is now my main, I have my eyes set on that little guy. Beyond that, I'm really just most focused on leveling right now. So whatever instances I come across that are level appropriate, I will be very interested in doing. But I'm most focused on getting to 80 as quickly as my current, you know, life situation permits. And we'll just have to see how that works out. Let's see, what else? Beyond that, I've been doing a lot of questing in Dragonblight, and I love Dragonblight. I just think it's a beautiful zone. It's very stark, bleak, snowy, and I really kind of like things like that, which may be a little strange, but I'm really having a you know, kick-ass time in Dragonblight. And furthermore, I just am enjoying the heck out of Wrath in that there are so many quests per zone. It seems to me like there's about 5 times as many quests per zone as there were in Burning Crusade. And I don't know if that's just my opinion, but it just seems like no matter where I am, there's always stuff to do so that I don't have to waste a lot of time going back and forth between the various zones and various areas of each zone. So I'm just having a ball, despite the fact that I'm not playing as much as I would like to. So have you seen any of the Northrend instances at this point?
I have not. Between work and trying to get the podcast done, I just simply have not had the opportunity to get into any dungeons so far. I'm really excited to see them. I'm hearing they're beautiful, they're very well designed. There's some really exciting fights in there, but as yet I haven't gotten into any of them. And I didn't get into any of them in beta either, so when that might happen, I just don't know.
Well, that's cool that there will be some, you know, there's some content that you haven't seen yet, even though you were in the beta. You know, it's nice. And I do definitely agree with the people that have told you that they are just so well designed. I think by this second expansion, Blizzard has really gotten the dungeon thing down, and they've learned what a good length is. The dungeons are not too long, they're not too short. They have, they're very aesthetically pleasing. The loots, the fat loots are fat. The boss fights are different. It's not just your constant boring tank and spank. Just like the quests are much more diverse and exciting than your, you know, go kill 10 boars and 5 mangy wildcats and report back to me kind of thing. So it's almost like a new game.
Yeah, they've definitely changed a lot of stuff in how the game is designed, how quests are done, how dungeons are done. And they made some really cool fights, I think.
I love it. I'm definitely a huge fangirl. And not too buggy either, which is good. So I've noticed as I was opening up some of my old tunes that I had not opened up or logged into, rather, since patch 3.0 that hit, the big one, that they still had their breath bars even though they were on land. So I had my undead warlock on one of my PvP servers almost died of fatigue before I could, like, I don't know what I did to snap him out of it, but...
Yeah, it's interesting. So, I guess, beyond the, the talk of dungeons and factions, I was wondering what you thought about the anniversary.
You mean just the fact that they celebrated it, or the fact that we have been playing WoW for 4 years?
All of the above.
Well, I think it's, number one, I think it's great that they made it an in-game achievement, which I think is in fact a feat of strength, which is great. You get just for logging in during the fourth anniversary event, so that's kind of cool. And of course, you get the aforementioned bear cub, which is neat. It's like a little polar bear cub that follows you around. It's hard for me to believe that we have been doing this for 4 years. I know you've been playing for longer than I have, but I've been playing for probably 3.5 years. It definitely doesn't seem like it because the game is not old to me, because it's such a evolving world and there's so much to do and they constantly are adding so much content that it does not seem old at all. That said, I always get a little worried that, you know, when is Blizzard going to decide to move on and to do other projects and maybe continue to service the game, but not, really pay as much attention to it and add so much new content. But thankfully, I don't see a sign of that happening quite yet. And I was listening to a famous WoW podcast, I'll leave it at that I'm a fan of. And they were, one of the hosts was saying that he thought that this was the last expansion. And he was saying, that's it. I'm convinced that this is it. There's going to be no more expansions. Blizzard will continue to run the servers, but this is it. And thankfully, the other hosts kind of told him that he was, you know, wrong, and that they thought that there would be at least several more expansions to come. And I sure hope there are, because this is a lot of fun. And as someone who only plays one game at a time, pretty much, I hope that WoW is around for 4 more years. Although I gotta tell you, when Diablo 3 comes out, my monogamy will definitely change.
Are you saying that you're going to cheat on World of Warcraft with Diablo?
I am. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You're breaking my heart here, but you know, if you start talking like Deckard Cain on this show when that launches, we're gonna have to have a talk. You know,
the Herodric Cube. Yes.
And it has begun. The corruption from Diablo has begun.
Yes, indeed.
Good to hear.
Quite.
Yes. So, out of curiosity, was the wrong show host? Did his name happen to start with rhyme with bot at all?
It did, actually. It did, and I'm a big fan. So I'm not going to talk bad about him at all. But I'm just saying that I really hope that he was wrong, because I would hate to think that, you know, in another 2 years, I might, not have a game to play. That would make me pretty sad.
Well, I would like to state for the record that Blizzard has already said that there is no end to the expansions. They are already working on the next expansion and are already planning out the one after that. So,
awesome.
I would say that it's highly unlikely that person whose name rhymes with bot, I highly doubt he's corrected.
Good. Well, I think he was also just kind of speaking from the cuff.
Gee, shocking. Anyways, moving along before I get hate mail and people try to take my website offline. So let's see, we talked about rep, we talked about dings, we talked about the anniversary. Is there anything else you want to bring up there, Grace?
Well, I think we were going to talk about bugs, right, in the game, and like epic, epic weird things that we saw. And we actually got a mail. Would you like me to read the mail?
Sure, let's read that email.
Okay, we got an email. Yay, we like email. This is from Hench, who is on the Antonitis realm. I'm probably mispronouncing that. But he sent in 2 screenshots, actually, which is really cool to see. These are, he calls them epic bugs. And he writes, he says, both of these pictures are when I was a noob and in Westfall and Redridge. The second picture is of Redridge and is a gaping hole in the mountains. And you can see his tune, and there's, like, he's looking at the mountains and it's just, like, there's nothing there. It was epic when I was 16 or something. The first picture is a flight mount in Westfall. He says, not really a bug. My computer was super dumb, and it looks to me that he is flying a griffin in Azeroth. Both are cool. Love the show. Basically, the first picture, you know when someone's laggy and they hop on a griffin and the griffin doesn't move off the ground, so it kind of looks like you're hovering there on a flying mount? He took a screenshot of that, and then, of course, the second picture was the hole in the mountains, which is definitely a little more impressive when you haven't seen something like that before, because it's like, holy crap, where did the world go? I actually had an epic bug the other day, which really actually ticked me off, because I was questing in Borean Tundra, and I was in that, it's like the necropolis that has crashed to the ground, or the ziggurat that has crashed to the ground by the airstrip, and you have to go in there and kill all these scourge. I was heading up the stairs and I fell through the world, and for over a full minute I was just falling through this like gray space, and then of course, you know, when that happens you die. And what really stinks is when you die by falling through the world, you can't res your corpse because you're like nowhere. So I had to run back to the spirit healer, and then I took the durability loss and ultimately had to go repair. And, you know, at this point, repair is costing over, you know, 20, 30 gold because I'm still in mostly epics. So that was probably the worst one I've encountered in a long time. The other epic bug that I remember was after, it was some major patch, and I want to say that it was a major patch in Burning Crusade. It might have been when Sunwell came out, but I was on a boat going between continents, and I wound up still on the boat, but the boat wound up in the Alterac Mountains, and I was drowning at the same time, which was just very, very bizarre. And ultimately, I did drown in the mountains on the boat. And then, I couldn't, you know, find my corpse again. So it was kind of stupid. How about you? Have you had any epic bugs lately?
Not lately. You know, the most recent ones I would have said would have probably been in the beta, which, of course, doesn't really count anymore. But I would think that probably my most epic bugs that I can think of off memory. There is a certain spot in a wall in, I think it was Shadow Labyrinth, where, you know, the Doom Guard in there used to fear you. Well, if you drag them back to the hallway, the curved hallway, if they feared you just the right way, you fell through the world. But if you knew, if you saw it happening, you had about a split second where if you turned your camera just right, it would stop you from falling through the world.
So you mean the demons that you have to pull before the boss, whose name I can't remember, not the actual boss.
Those or the boss. Any of those demons that feared in there. They could fear you right into the wall and right through the world.
And then you would die and not be able to recover your corpse. Wow.
And the thing is that you like you said, you have a minute or so. So as long as you've got some people who can either head back to the summoning stone or warlock who can summon you, you can get summoned back without dying. But if it takes more than a minute, you're gonna be splat somewhere in the ether and you're not gonna have a chance.
Right. And what really stinks when that happens is that you take durability damage. So especially when you have, you know, blues and epics, you're paying a lot of gold essentially every time that happens, because once you go red, it's taken you, you know, almost 30 gold at this point to fully repair yourself. And not that 30 gold is necessarily a lot of money anymore, but it's still 30 gold. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I really wish that Blizzard could have fixed those bugs a little quicker than they did, but I understand that they were busy and they couldn't fix everything right away.
Yeah, and it's hard. I mean, it's such a vast game at this juncture that it's definitely hard to fix every, you know, little contingency that pops up. And I think sometimes the only way they find out about them is when people say, hey, guess what? I just fell through the freaking world.
Yeah, the falling through the world bugs definitely plentiful and definitely really funny when you start, when you hear somebody, oh, for crap, you know, or far worse versions of that. And just, you know, kind of like,
yeah.
Okay, huh? You know? Just trying to figure out what the hell's going on, kind of thing, you know. But those are the most bugs. I mean, the one that you talk about, the one that our reader talks about, where he you know, was flying on a griffin and he landed and he didn't get off the griffin. In my most epic version of that, I did that when I fell off of. I was riding a wyvern into Thunder Bluff. Now, you know Thunder Bluff. This is, it's up there, you know? Thinking that I now had a flying mount that could fly my way off of it and I could just go back to the ground, I decided to take a running leap. Well, let's just say the spirit healer saw me quite a bit of hilarity that time.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Yep, that was my first experience, the first time I experienced it. I'd never seen it where you could seemingly take control of the griffin. After that, I made sure that I, you know, didn't go near any, you know, deep or you know, steep cliffs or any dangerous ledges. But and I did find out, you know, figure out through repeated experiences that generally would precede a server crash or a disconnect from the game. So
I still haven't quite figured out how to tell that a server crash is coming.
Your loot lag gets extremely long, if at all, if you can loot anything at all. When it's really imminent, you will notice that mobs will stop moving. When it's, you know, it's going to happen within seconds, it generally means that what generally happens is nobody moves. Ironically, even through an extended, you know, I've seen 20-minute server crashes, you can't do anything, but you can still chat.
And then it just crashes.
Yep. You'll sit there and you'll see everybody in general chat or in guild chat saying, uh-oh, server crash incoming, and they'll just sit there for 20 minutes while waiting for it to crash, and they can't do anything, but they can still chat.
You know, there used to be a bug, and I'm pretty sure they fixed this a while ago, but where when the world servers would go down, anything that you had listed up on the auction house would get automatically bought out, and you would have the money sent to you. So if people knew, you know, had any inkling that a server crash was coming, they would put things on the auction house, like pieces of linen for 100 gold. And there were people that made thousands of gold that way.
I can see it. I can definitely see that would be a very profitable way to game the system, but...
Absolutely. I would have done it if I'd known about it before they nerfed it.
You know, there's been a few bugs in the history of this game that I've sat there and I thought, I wish that I could have exploited that, because that would have been so awesome.
I know.
But generally those who exploit get punished in the end, so it's really not worth it.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably going to be about it for this episode. I want to congratulate Wookiee on a heroic Halls of Lightning.
Outstanding!
Successful run, though there was no good loot. Sorry to hear about the lack of awesome loots. And, yeah, so stay tuned this week for more of the As Podmos. The last of those will be recorded or released on Sunday. And we will definitely have some more exciting and thrilling episodes of All Things Azeroth coming after that. The next duo episode will be recorded on Monday, which will be our first normal weekly episode after the month of November is over.
Woo!
Yeah, no kidding. So I do I want to thank everybody who's stayed tuning into the shows over this last month. I did notice our listenership has dropped a fair bit this month, but I'm sure that many of you will come back and keep listening to the show and keep tuned in. So thanks again for everybody for tuning in. Is there any final words you'd like to say there, Grace?
No, just would like to remind you all that if you want to shoot us an email, you can reach us both at the same time, two birds with one stone, by emailing show@allthingsazeroth.com. Or if you want to email us individually, you can email us, you can email medros@allthingsazeroth.com or me@grace@allthingsazeroth.com. And as we all know by now, Grace is GRAECE. You can also follow us on Twitter, Medros and Grace, yada, yada, yada. And I really think that's about it.
Okay. And yeah, so check out our blogs. Let us know what you think of the show. Please do review us on iTunes. It's always nice to hear what our fans are thinking, listening to, and what they're saying about us. So, and don't forget, we have our contest. Again, the contest is that if you send us in an audio creation, either a comment or pretty much anything that, you know, any audio content that we can play on the show, be it audio drama, comment, tips, anything, you'll be entered into a contest. The main prize will be a Papa Hummel's Old Fashioned Pet Biscuit loot card. You will get the actual card itself, as well as the code on it, which is not yet scratched off. And we will send that out to you right away. The second and third prizes will be a poster and a bookmark for Wrath of the Lich King each. And you send those entries to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And we will let you know we got that, and we'll let you know the winners around the middle of December, I think, is when we're going to be doing that, the winners on that. So we look forward to your entries, and get those in soon, because the time is not long. So that's about it for this episode. Thanks again for tuning in, everybody. Take care, happy hunting, see you in Outlands and Northrend.
Take care.